In a true tea lover, the pleasure of handling all the paraphernalia is such that it is enjoyed for its own sake. As in the case of Cai Xiang, who in his old age was not able to drink, but kept on enjoying the preparation of tea as a daily habit. There was also another scholar, by the name of Zhou Wenfu, who prepared and drank tea 6 times daily at definite hours from dawn to evening, and who loved his pot so much that he had it buried with him when he died. The art and technique of tea enjoyment, then, consists of the following. First, tea, being most susceptible to contamination of flavors, must be handled throughout with the utmost cleanliness and kept apart from wine, incense, and other smelly substances, and people handling such substances. Second, it must be kept in a cool, dry place, and during moist seasons, a reasonable quantity for use must be kept in special small pots, best made of pewter foil, while the reserve in the big pots is not opened except when necessary. And if a collection gets moldy, it should be submitted to a gentle roasting over a slow fire, uncovered and constantly fanned, so as to prevent the leaves from turning yellow or becoming discolored.